This is Cecily Carver welcoming you to another Canadian Opera Company podcast, sponsored by DECA, the opera label. Today we'll be listening to excerpts of Yoshi Oida in conversation with General Director Alexander Neef at a recent working rehearsal dinner for COC supporters. Yoshi is the director of our current production of Death in Venice.
When I talk to people about Death in Venice, there's some strange thing happening. I feel fear. As you know, it's Britain's last opera, and people seem to be a little bit afraid of it. So our mission tonight is to take away your fear and actually make you enjoy it. I hope you will discover what a great and wonderfully colorful score it is, and how it is brought to life very beautifully by Yoshi Oida's production. Our director Yoshi Oida is here with me today. Welcome.
Hey, thank you very much.
What is your fear? What is your fear? No, don't listen to me. Yoshi is a Japanese director, actor, and author, making his COC debut with this production. He has been an actor since 1968, which is a very, very long career and a very illustrious career. He has appeared on stages around the world, as well as in movies, and notably, he's worked a lot with Peter Brook, and that's actually where we got to know each other about 7 years ago, I think.
Yes, in Germany. Yes, Peter did some more African Sufi master story, and you invited us, and we performed here.
Well, it's a pleasure to find him here again. You've been doing opera since 1988.
Yes.
And this is your third, fourth production of opera?
Just in Venice?
Yes, no. Of all the operas you've done.
I don't know, it's 10 or 20, but...
Okay, great. But this production has been extremely successful. It originated in Aldeburgh, so
yes,
right?
Festival.
And then you took it to Bregenz.
Yes.
And then to Prague. And then to Lyon. And now to Toronto.
Yes.
So it's an amazingly long life for a production. And I thought I'd just ask you a few questions about the piece and about your production, and then we would like to open it up to your questions, as we always do. What, in the beginning, when you started directing opera, why did you get interested in opera? Maybe what's the difference between theater, opera, and film?
I wasn't interested in opera. but the Aix-en-Provence Festival, which is a very famous opera in France. And the new director, called Stéphane Bisner, he was the first year, and he proposed me to do opera of Benjamin Britten, Courier River, which is translated from Japanese no theater into English, because Benjamin Britten went to Japan 1963, and he liked very much Japanese no theater, so he wanted to take the same story for European opera. So the director of festival proposed me to do opera. So that's the first time that I was panicked what to do. And then I did it, and in fact I got a very good critic, and I didn't know why, but in fact I understand, because when I was a child I was doing Japanese no theater, which is exactly singing and playing. So I don't know how to tell a story with music and with movement and with singing. So melody is not the same as European music or Japanese music, but it's construction of the show. I thought same thing. So that helped me a lot.
Okay, when you start preparing a new production, what do you start with? How do you approach the work, the piece?
I respect the music, and also always operate music first. The second is the conductor. And so I follow the conductor, but at the same time, I propose conductor my ideas, and so I must get the agreement. And then I cannot rehearse for a long time, so I must work alone what to do. And in fact, how to visualize, how can I find out the conception of that piece. But always I follow the music.
Thank you. The opera tonight is called Death in Venice. How do we see Venice on stage? How do you suggest Venice?
That's a bit of a problem because it's maybe you know famous film by Visconti,
yeah.
Death in Venice, so beautiful images. So even fantastic set you make it on stage, but it's film is always better. So I give up to make a beautiful Venice. But at the same time, you have imagination. So how you can make image of Venice, not seeing really on the stage. So I give small element, and then you construct Venice by small element. I wanted to do completely opposite from Visconti, but opposite few element.
Yes.
Can I talk some short story?
Yeah, of course.
A long time ago, 400 years ago, maybe you know Shogun. Shogun is a sort of samurai period the governor. And he had a tea ceremony master. And one day, Shogun called the tea ceremony master, and he said, I heard that your garden now it's beautiful flowers. So I want to see your flowers. So tea master said, yes, please come to see my garden tomorrow. So Shogun was very happy. And the next day, he went to the garden of the tea ceremony master. And then he arrived. The ceremony master cut all flowers, said no flowers. So Shogun was very angry. And I come to see the flower, but it's no flower. So master said, no, don't worry, come to the second garden. So Shogun went to second garden, everything cut flower. So he was so angry, oh, you are make fool of me, and I come here and so angry. So master said, no, don't worry. And he invited a very, very small tea house. So Shogun entered it. On the one corner, he cut one flower on the wall. The flower was so beautiful. So that means artistic development is not the adding, but it's a take out something essence. So that I want to imitate that tea master. And then the Venice, I want to do some one flower, put it. And then it present everything. So that's I want to do it. A very few elements, but I'm not economized production. But it's a small element to make a big image by you. So if you don't have imagination, there's nothing. But I hope you have imagination, a lot of imagination. You can see fantastic, beautiful Venice.
Well, I guess you will think about that when you watch tonight's rehearsal. We have already spoken about the fact that a production has been done in a few places before it came here. It's mostly the same people in the major roles. How is it for you to work on the same production again with the same people? Is there still development each time you meet again because it's more profound, or?
I don't know, the same period of Impressionism, Georges Rouault, he worked painting, same painting, like 10 years, same thing. So impact result was this much thick painting. So it is his passion, the same canvas, and they put. Me, this Benjamin Britten, he likes theater very much. So whole small detail of the sound has meaning. But beginning, I couldn't discover it. But repeating, each time I discover, this sound must meaning of psychology of Aschenbach here for discovery. And so after four places, now I hope this time is the best lesson base because I discovered more than last time.
No doubt, no doubt. When Britten wrote the piece, he was quite ill already. In fact, he was so ill that he couldn't conduct it at its world premiere in the first one. So eventually the piece was conducted by Stuart Bedford, who is conducting our production as well. Do you think Britten's illness affected the writing of the piece? Is there something of his illness in the piece, do you think?
I'm not William Britten, so I don't know exactly, but I suppose so, because in fact, Thomas Mann was a little bit weak, and he influenced Mahler, and Mahler was sick. So in a certain period, something, end of his career, end of his life, that moment come out of this opera, and so something, he feel he's going to die. So before dying, he would do it, and he took things. So it's sort of his, I feel, really his life is in it, in this piece.
There's something special about the piece because there are performers who sing, but there are also performers who express themselves through dance. Is that a special challenge when you do the piece?
When I was a child, I liked very much Japanese classic theater, especially, do you know, kabuki? Kabuki, that means ka is a singing, bu is a dancing, ki is acting. So, sing, dance, acting is a kabuki. So when I was a child, all the time I was watching kabuki. And so in fact, this show, I'm happy because of the singing, acting, and the dancing. So it's complete what I saw when I was a child. The story is different, the music is different, but it's theatrical pleasure, not only speaking, not only dancing, not only singing, but everything total, say Broadway musical, but I hope much better than Broadway musical tonight as I'm in that show.
It's kind of a Broadway musical. Last question. At tonight's rehearsal, is there something special we should look for? Was there something you would like to direct our attention to?
Unfortunately, I cannot do anything tonight because the maestro working last chance to do orchestra. So I'm just working lighting. We work with my collaborator Rob. Good, bad, or good. And then afterwards we give the notes. But I cannot show while I'm working as director. But interesting thing is that I started as an actor, so it's lighting. This is light good or bad. I'm instead of looking at it from public, but if I'm on the stage, and if I see the light, this light is not good. Give me light. So in fact, I like to work on the stage. I'm staying with the singers, but I cannot do today because not a disturbing orchestra rehearsal. So, but you can see the all detail of the music.
So I think next time you do the piece, you have to add the role of the Japanese director.